You are now tuned in to the Commissioner's Conversation.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Commissioner Gordon.
Yes, sir. Welcome back. This is the Commissioner's Conversation. I am your host, Commissioner Gordon. And as always, the Commissioner's Conversation is brought to you by my good people at Greenwood Whiskey. While I'm talking about Greenwood Whiskey, I had to open me a brand new bottle of Greenwood Whiskey and take a couple drinks, man, because your boy messed up in fantasy football. Rushing, and I'll tell you a quick story. Rushing, I am going through, I'm setting up for my, on Sunday, I had the family over. It's me, my wife, kids, it's my parents, it's my sister, brother-in-law, niece, nephew. We're all out, we're having a good time, we're chilling. Everything's going great. I rushed through my lineup. Like I told you, I'm in like four or five different fantasy leagues. And I rushed through my lineups just to make sure there's nobody on a bye, nobody's missing, nobody's hurt, anything like that. Like, I haven't gone through and step by step made sure that every single person that's in the lineup is supposed to be there, because I felt like I've already done that. So, going through, I'm setting up, and I get a call. And it's two of my boys. Shouts out to Black Derek. Shouts out to my boy Big Rod. These dudes are calling me, dying, laughing at me. Why? Because for some strange reason, I still had Adrian Peterson in the game, who scored 1 point. And I had Dalvin Cook on the bench, who was running it up to a total of 4 touchdowns. Yes, I was kicking my own ass. Needless to say, I wound up losing the game by a score of 6 points. Dalvin Cook alone got me 52 points in that league. So, I said all that to say, man, in my sorrows, I had to sit back, pop the bottle, have me a couple drinks of some Greenwood whiskey. So, shouts out to my good people over at Greenwood Whiskey. I salute you. I'm going to need another bottle because it was a long Sunday. But I said that to say, welcome back. This is the Commissioner's Conversation. I am your host, Commissioner Gordon. And this edition is probably going to be straight football. You know, basketball is done. We're going to talk mainly NFL. Baseball is done. We're going to sprinkle in a little college nuggets here or there, and we'll cover a couple of those games. But mainly NFL. I'm going to go over the I told you and my bad. And as I'm going over the I told you and my bad, I'm going to spread that over into my predictions and picks that I did last week and show you how I came out. Because, you know, while I like to think I know everything about sports in this game, it just goes to show you that we all don't know everything. When you get out there and the lights get to shining, people get out there and they play out of their minds one way or the other. And, you know, that's why it's called gambling if you do that. I don't do that. I make the predictions. I don't put money. So, I'm going to talk also about, I'm going to rank my top five. You know, my top five guys in the league. I'm going to also go through the draft order as it stands, because right now, technically, we are in the middle. You know, it's about week 8, and we're in the middle of the season. So we're right at that point. So we can look at the draft order, what it would be if the teams were picking today. And I'll tell you my top five. And then in the future, we'll go push ahead until how the playoff race will be shaped up. But like I said, start this thing off right. Reese Boogie, I want you to hit my intro for I Told Y'all, and my bad. It's time for...
Y'all right, all right, all right. You was right, I was wrong.
Told y'all, y'all better believe it.
All right, so... Hey, I told y'all, if you listened to me last week, fantasy football, I gave you a couple nuggets. One of those nuggets included to drop all of your Cowboys. I told you to get rid of them. Maybe you can squeeze a few and keep them. But as of right now, especially with the backup plan, and I'm not even going to say his name, with the backup plan, the third string guy playing, I would have just sat everybody. And had you done that, you would be right. Following me, I told y'all, drop all Cowboys in fantasy football. Now, Andy Dalton may come back next week, and we will have to reevaluate. But this time, I told you to drop all the Cowboys, and what happened? Zeke goes out. He has 19 carries for 63 yards, and he doesn't smell the pylon. He has one catch for 10 yards. That helps out a little bit. Amari Cooper has one catch for 5 yards. CeeDee Lamb, one catch, 19 yards. Dalton Schultz, he has 6 catches, 53 yards. So, like I said, even when Andy Dalton comes back, some of these guys may be better options, and you may decide, you know, to play them. But if you have someone who's doing anything whatsoever, and there you have a Cowboy in that same position, I would play the other person as of right now. So, with that, I told y'all, man. So let's move on. And again, you're listening to the Commissioner's Conversation. I'm your host, Commissioner Gordon. And we will be talking about the scores from this past Sunday. Thursday, it set off against Atlanta, against Carolina. And why would I pick Atlanta? Right? Why would I pick Atlanta? Except for the fact that when I don't pick them, they win. They beat the Carolina Panthers 25-17 and hold on to the victory at the end of the game. I mean, a couple things happened here and there, but they held on to win 25-17. I picked Carolina. My bad. The Buffalo Bills played the New England Patriots. Cam is – there's something going on with Cam. I have no idea what it is, but he doesn't look like – what he looked like the first couple weeks of the season. And the Bills basically got him to fumble on a drive at the end of the game, and they won 24-21. I also picked the Bills. I told y'all, yes, that's right. Cincinnati beat the Tennessee Titans 31-20. I picked Tennessee. My bad. The Las Vegas Raiders beat the Cleveland Browns 16-6. I picked the Raiders. I told you. The Colts beat the Lions 41-21. I picked the Lions. My bad. The Vikings, in said game where Dalvin Cook scored 4 touchdowns, beat Green Bay. And of course, because the Vikings were terrible and were looking terrible the week before, partly because Dalvin Cook wasn't playing, but they beat Green Bay 28-22. I picked Green Bay. I took Aaron Rodgers. And my bad, y'all. Kansas City defeated the Jets. I mean, a blind man can see that. 35-9. I picked Kansas City. I told you. The Dolphins beat the Rams 28-17 in Tua's first game ever as an NFL QB. I didn't think he would do well. He looked okay, kind of shaky. But Miami gets the win, like I said, 28-17. I picked the Rams. My bad. Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Baltimore Ravens, and Pittsburgh Steelers are looking like they could be a top team in the NFL, and we'll talk about them a little later as we go through my top five. Spoiler alert, they're in the top five. But they're undefeated, and They beat the Ravens 28-24. I picked the Ravens. My bad. San Diego Chargers lost to the Denver Broncos. Like I said, a lot of times things happen. Like Drew Lock is like the hot guy right now. I'm still a fan of Justin Herbert. But I picked the Chargers. Denver won. My bad, y'all. The Saints beat the Bears 26-23. And if you know me, I'm never picking the Saints to win unless, you know, they play in a local high school. I'm always rooting against them. But they beat the Bears 26-23. I picked the Bears. The Bears had been finding ways to win. I was hoping they'd find another way to beat the Saints. They did not. My bad. Seattle beat the 49ers. In Russ, we trust. They beat the 49ers 37-27. I picked Seattle. Yes, I told you. Whew, I needed that to get back into the W side of things. Jeez, it was looking doom and gloom for a little while. The Eagles played the Cowboys. And once again, I told you that the Eagles would beat the hell out of the Cowboys. And they did, 23-9. I picked the Eagles. Told you. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Giants on Monday night, barely. But hell, it counts. A win is a win is a win is a win. And I picked Tampa Bay. So, I told you. So, for that segment, let me see. Let me count these up. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 games where I told you the winner. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 games where I did not predict the winner, where I was wrong. So 6 and 8. Let me count it again. That didn't sound right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yes, 6 and 8. So, I mean, it's not a terrible record. It's not very good, but it's not terrible. Slightly below 500. But we'll see. I'll make some predictions again next week, and we'll see if they're any better. I'll make the predictions at the end of this week for next week. Sorry for the confusion. But now, let's move on. I told you we would sprinkle in a little college football, and that's what I plan on doing. I'm just going to go ahead and get it out of the way now. Once again, I do want to shout out to Tua and Talia. I don't know how to say a young man's name. But Tua and his brother both got wins. His brother plays for University of Maryland. And he looked pretty good out there. He throwing the ball pretty good, moving around pretty good. And they both got wins. Shout out to the Tagovailoa brothers. I'll say that. Trevor Lawrence update. I'm assuming he's testing negative for COVID, because now what they're saying is he is going to be on the sideline for the Notre Dame game. It's going to be a tremendous game for Clemson. They will need his leadership if he's on the sideline. They will need him there. They're really going to need him to play, because Clemson got behind early against Boston College and had to rally back behind a young freshman QB who did a pretty good job. And they're going to need Trevor Lawrence, like, legit. So, but we will talk about that game in just a second. So, my top five for the NCAA consist of this. First, I have Clemson. Clemson is the top dog to me. And them beating Boston College, coming back and rallying to beat Boston College, it only proved that they are the best team. You know what I'm saying? They are the best team. And it's not just Trevor and guys. You know what I'm saying? You know, ETN is a hell of a player. They got weapons all around. So they're the number one team to me. Number two, I have Alabama. Alabama proved that they were the second best team in the nation, and they went out and they beat Georgia the way that they did. After only two games, I have Ohio State at number three. I still believe that Georgia is number four. They're the fourth best team in the country to me. And most publications have Notre Dame at that spot, but I have Notre Dame at number five. So usually they're flipped until Notre Dame comes out and shows me something. Possibly this weekend as they take on Clemson without Trevor Lawrence. I don't know what that would do for them in the standings, but it would give Clemson an L, and it would give Notre Dame a win over them, even though someone would put an asterisk on it. I still have Notre Dame as number five. So with that being said, games to watch this weekend as you look up in college football. Friday, Miami, number 11, Miami Hurricane, takes on NC State. I'd check that out if I were you. Number 9, BYU, is taking on number 21, Boise State. Saturday, you can get up and you can check out Michigan taking on Indiana. Michigan is ranked number 23. Indiana is ranked 13th, and they will be playing at noon. Also at noon, 22nd ranked Texas Longhorns. Let's see how this works out as they take on West Virginia. UGA takes on Florida as the outdoor cocktail party. And I'll still call it the cocktail party. They tried to change the name to something. World's outdoor, largest outdoor gathering, whatever. It's the world's largest outdoor cocktail party. And UGA is ranked number 5. Florida's ranked number 8. It's going to be a hell of a game for you to tune in and watch. OK State and Kansas State is going to be a good one. That's at 4 o'clock. Oklahoma State is ranked number 14. Texas A&M and South Carolina is going to be a good one just because South Carolina is hitting somewhat of a groove now. Or they could play the spoiler for Texas A&M. Texas A&M is number 7. I mentioned earlier, Clemson is number 1. Notre Dame is number 4. They will be playing at 7:30. So they have the primetime slot at 7:30. And Clemson will be without Notre Dame. So we'll see how Clemson can, how they revamp their strategy now that they've actually played a game without Trevor Lawrence, and see what adjustments they make and what holes they see in Notre Dame that they can exploit. So it's going to be must-see TV on Saturday at 7:30 as Clemson goes up to South Bend and takes on the Golden Domers. Oregon and Stanford, as we get some Pac-12 football. Oregon and Stanford. Oregon is somehow, even though they haven't played a game, is ranked number 12, and they're taking on Stanford. Like I said, that's going to be the first game for both of those clubs, and that's also going to be at 7:30. So if you're tuning in to college football, I don't know if you have a couple of TVs in your man cave, but there's going to be a lot of football out there to watch on Saturday. I suggest you keep the remote in your hand. So let's get back to the NFL, shall we? I told you a little earlier we were going to rank the teams. Now I'm going to give you my top 5. And let's do that now. Again, if you're just tuning in, this is the Commissioner's Conversation. I am your host, Commissioner Gordon. And like I said, we're just talking a little NFL top 5. I'll start at number 5 and work my way to number 1. Number 5, I have the Baltimore Ravens. Lamar is going to have to improve. I mean, they have a good defense. I don't know. There's everybody saying Lamar's regressed. I don't know if he's regressed or if he's just kind of gotten complacent. But he's going to have to step his game up at the closer we get to the playoffs, if they want to be a title contender, he's going to have to step up and play a whole lot better. They have left on their schedule. They have the Colts. They go to New England. They host Tennessee, and then they face the Steelers again. So there's some games where he can get right. You know, the Colts aren't world beaters. New England is on the ropes right now. Tennessee is a hell of a defense. If you can contain the run, you can win that game. And the Steelers is going to be another knockdown, drag out fight. So if you can win in those four games, if you can win two or three, you'll still be right there in the thick of everything. So number four, I'm going to go with the Seattle Seahawks. Yes, I know Seattle's defense is slightly terrible, but like I said earlier, in Russ I trust. And I believe Russell Wilson, he's just out here, he's doing crazy things with the football and his receivers. DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, I think Carson is coming back this week. He was a scratch last week, so they should have full artillery. And I believe Seattle is the number four team. Here's where it gets to some discrepancies based off of who you probably like and who you don't like. Because at number three, I have the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yes, I know the Pittsburgh Steelers are undefeated and the only undefeated team in the league, yet I have them at number three. And at number three, I think Mike Tomlin doesn't get enough credit for the coaching job that he is doing this season. And I don't think he gets enough credit just to being the coach for the Pittsburgh Steelers overall. You know, Big Ben is okay. Like, Big Ben is an okay quarterback at this stage of the game. Their defense is good. They're looking like the total package, but their scheduling is a little shaky. I'm not going to run down their schedule, but their schedule is a little shaky. And you know what? We can go through. Yeah, the schedule is a little shaky, but they are the number three team to me. Kansas City is my number two team. They're my number two. And the thing that's going to be interesting to watch for Kansas City is are there, and the number one team, are there or is there such a thing as too many weapons? I mean, you got Clyde, you got Le'Veon, you got Tariq Hill, you got Sammy Watkins, you got my boy Travis Kelce, you got Mecole Hardman. Like, they have a gang of weapons, and you can't please everyone. The only good thing about Kansas City right now is the fact that they are the Super Bowl champs. And you're not going to get very many guys who are going to complain about winning. You know, who are going to complain about winning with the Super Bowl champs, with the a quarterback like Pat Mahomes. You're not going to get a whole lot of guys who are like, man, I sure need the ball more. You know, that's not going to happen. But I think there are a lot of guys who are going to want the ball. There's got a lot of guys who can make plays. It can be a good and a bad thing, because when you get the ball, you want to make something happen. And voila, you get a long run or you can get a fumble. Only time will tell. But my number one team is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Like, Tom Brady's got this thing cooking, man. And I told you guys earlier, once he got the tight ends involved, or Gronk involved, essentially, that he would get rolling. He's throwing it. He's dropping it down to Fournette. And Fournette is almost like the third down back. And he's rolling also. So once he can complete those short throws to the tight ends, to the running back, it's almost like a free throw in basketball. You know, it's almost like you're making a layup. Once you see the ball go in the basket once or twice, that confidence build, and then you can take those shots down the field, and you can squeeze the ball through those tight windows, and you can make all sorts of plays happen. But first you get that confidence up, dropping the ball down quickly to a slot, quickly to your running back, quickly to a tight end, and getting those 6, 7, 8 yards, chunk yards type plays. So number one, Tampa Bay. But now where it's going to be interesting is, how is this team going to react with Antonio Brown coming into the locker room. Because most people would say, man, you know, Tom, he with Tom. He's been with Tom before. He knows he's going to tighten up. This is his last shot. Yes, I know all of that. You know all that. It's still Antonio Brown, man. Like, this is still AB. AB is going to do AB type stuff. When he gets the ball, he's going to do AB type stuff. If he doesn't get the ball, then he's still going to do AB type stuff. You know, how is that going to affect the team? Because if there's one guy who's here to get his numbers, it's going to be Antonio Brown. So it's going to be interesting to see how he fits. Hopefully, he comes in and everything goes smooth. I don't wish any ill will on any player. I hope he comes in, he makes a smooth transition, and Tampa Bay is going to be whatever Tampa Bay is going to be. But their next four games are going to be difficult games. He's going to suit up on Sunday against the Saints. Then they go to Carolina. Then they host the Los Angeles Rams. And then the Kansas City Chiefs. So we're going to find out in the next 4 weeks what exactly Tampa Bay is. But right now, I have them as my NFL top team coming off of week 8. So they're my top team right now. Also, I told you what we wanted to do. What's interesting about this season, that here we are, and it's like, let me see, 1, 2. I believe it's 11 teams with only 2 wins or less. Yes. So you have the Jets 0-8. You have the Giants 1-7. You have Jacksonville 1-6. You have Houston 1-6. You have Atlanta 2-6. You have Dallas 2-6. You have New England 2-5. You have Minnesota 2-5. You have the Washington football team 2-5. You have the Chargers 2-5. You have the Bengals 2-5 and 1. 2-5 and 1. Sorry. Don't let me forget that one, Cincinnati. Yeah, but 2-5 and 1, which gets me to think, like, man, like, some of these teams are actually tanking. Yes, that because you have quarterbacks coming out. We talked about Trevor Lawrence. You got Justin Fields coming out. You have the young man out of North Dakota, Trey. His last name escapes me right offhand, but he's a top quarterback that everybody's talking about. But going through it, like, I don't see, like, the Jets. The Jets are, it's a fire sale right now, really. The Jets have made a couple moves in terms of trading away guys and getting, like, picks. You know, you trade a couple guys, you get a 5th, 6th round pick. Nothing major, just enough to let you know, hey, man, this season is what it is. We halfway through the thing, and we ain't won a damn game. You know what I'm saying? The Giants, I believe they think they have something in Danny Dimes. And they're just looking at this as a product of Saquon Barkley being injured. Could be. But if you're the Giants, where do you go? I'm interested to know what Giants fans think. I think they need a playmaker on the outside. They also probably need some offensive line help. Jacksonville is 1-6. It's Jacksonville, dog. Like, I think y'all hitched your cart to Garner Minshew, and that's not what it is. They could be in contention for one of the quarterbacks. Houston, we know Houston is definitely not in contention for a QB. I think Houston needs weapons. You know what I'm saying? It's messed up how Bill O'Brien dismantled that team because he couldn't control some of the guys in the locker room. So he got rid of them. And now you left your star quarterback, Deshaun Watson, looking around with zero weapons, with no help whatsoever. And that's kind of their issue. They're going to have to retool on the outside. They're going to have to retool on running back to try to get themselves back into a playoff caliber squad. Atlanta, I don't know which direction Atlanta goes in. Like, we talked about this before. I don't know if Atlanta says, to hell with it, we're going to break this whole thing down. Or if they say, we still have talent offensively with Julio, with Calvin Ridley, with Matt Ryan. We're going to give it a go for another couple of seasons. I don't know. But Atlanta needs help on the defensive line as well as on the offensive line. Dallas, same. Dak Prescott looks like a knight in shining armor every week. Every week that he's not playing, he looks like the greatest thing that the Dallas Cowboys have ever seen. They need offensive line help. They need some pass rush. You know, so they have a bunch of needs. The New England Patriots seemingly have done the same, where they've broken it all down. They don't have any help out there for Cam. Cam isn't looking great either. I don't know if it's something, some kind of lingering COVID effects. I don't know if he's just let go of his mechanics. I don't know if he's just looked around and been like, damn, I'm the only person in this room that can make a damn play. I don't know. But something needs to happen. I picked Cam as my comeback player of the year, and so far, it's a my bad. Minnesota has a variety of needs, and they could be in the running for a quarterback. I mean, I don't know. The Washington football team only is 2-5. They need a quarterback. I mean, they pulled their guy early, and if I was him, and I think I read somewhere that he's pretty much checked out. So Ron Rivera is going to have to build him a team from scratch. Like, they have some defensive weapons. You have some receivers out there. You know, you've got an okay team, but when you don't have a quarterback, you don't have a team at all. The Chargers are building. I hope my man Leslie, coach, I hope he gets some more time. You know, I hope this isn't the end of the road for him. I hope he gets some more time to develop his players and ride out with Justin Herbert and see what he can do. Cincinnati, I don't think Cincinnati had very high expectations to begin with. So to be 2-5-1, I think is kind of on par for them. If they only win two more games the next half of the season, I think they'd be content with that. And I think that they would probably try to add weapons to Joe Burrow. I mean, I could see them getting a running back. I could see them getting a receiver. You know, they need some weapons out there for Joe to throw it to. And in that same, as we've gone through and looked and talked about what a lot of these teams may look for or may want, what we can do is look ahead to say, okay, if the draft were today, because we all love that game, right? We all love the game of, if my team was picking right now, or if we were doing it now, where would we pick? The season ended today, where would we be picking? So here we go. If the season were ending today, and this is according to tankathon.com. Let me make sure it's a legit. Yes, okay. I'm just making sure that it's as of week 9 schedule. It's up to date. So, tankathon.com has the 2021 draft order, as the Jets would be picking first, the Giants would be picking second, Jacksonville would be getting the third pick, and it looks like Miami would be getting Houston's pick. I'd have to do some research on why that would be. I'm sure it's because of a trade somewhere, but Miami would be getting Houston's pick, and Dallas would have the number 5 pick, Atlanta the number 6 pick, Washington would have number 7, the Chargers would be number 8, New England would be number 9, the Minnesota Vikings would pick 10th, the Cincinnati Bengals with pick number 11, the Carolina Panthers with pick 12th, the Detroit Lions 13, with Denver 14, San Francisco 15, Miami 16, Las Vegas 17, and Chicago 18. As of right now, that would be the draft board. And so with that information, you can kind of take your pick on where your team would be picking in there to kind of gauge, could they get a QB? Could they get the O lineman that you've been scouting and checking out? Could they get the D lineman that you've been checking out and you talked about and you heard so much about? So you can kind of take that and gauge where those guys would be if they were ending today. And you can keep track of that same thing every week. Like I said, I've checked out Tankathon. There's plenty other sites that you can go to, and they do essentially the same thing. So yes, those are the bottom feeders of the NFL. And I thank you for listening. You are tuned in to the Commissioner's Conversation. I'm your host, Commissioner Gordon. And as always, this conversation is brought to you by Greenwood Whiskey. So what we're going to do now is look ahead. I want to look ahead to this week, see what's going on this week. And I'm going to make some predictions this week. Hopefully I'm better than 6-8 like I was last week. You know, I hold myself to a higher standard. Like some people are saying, 6-8, man, dang. You know, that was pretty decent. Not for me. Not for me. Listen, Thursday night football. The Green Bay Packers, San Francisco 49ers, takes place in Santa Clara, in California. I am going with the Green Bay Packers. Jimmy G is not playing. He's injured. I'm going with the Green Bay Packers. Sunday at 1 in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. The Atlanta Falcons, 2-6, take on the Denver Broncos, 3-4. Tough, man. Atlanta found a way to win. They come out with a little bit of pop, a little bit of zest. I still think the Broncos get the win. So, Denver over Atlanta. The Bills take on the Seattle Seahawks. This is a hell of a game. Yeah, the Bills take on the Seahawks. I'm going to go with the Bills. Why? Yes, I love Russ. I think he's dope. But I also think the Bills' defense can kind of contain him a little bit and keep him off balance or keep him on the run to where he's going to scramble and have to make big play after big play after big play and set themselves up to push Josh Allen on a short field and where he doesn't have to make as many big plays. The line I see as of right now has Seattle by 3, but I'm going to take the Buffalo Bills. The Bears go to Nashville to take on the Tennessee Titans. The Bears and Tennessee Titans should be a pretty good game. They're both, like, the Bears are 5-3, Tennessee's 5-2. This is going to be an ugly game. I mean, there's no way around it. This is going to be an ugly game. Me personally, I like Tennessee. Yes, I like the Tennessee Titans. The Bears burned me last week, and I didn't like it. So I'm taking Tennessee because I believe that they're going to keep the ball on the ground with Derrick Henry and pick their spots with Ryan Tannehill where they can make a couple big plays. And I just can't say the same for the Bears. I can't say that the Bears are going to make big plays. The Ravens are going to Indianapolis to take on the Colts. I like the Ravens. I don't think there's a whole lot need to be said there. I like the Ravens, even though the Colts are 5-2 at the moment. Look at that. Kansas City Chiefs host the Carolina Panthers. I don't believe the Carolina Panthers can go shot for shot with Kansas City. So I believe Kansas City wins. The Minnesota Vikings are going over to Minneapolis to take on. The Minnesota Vikings are hosting the Detroit Lions. Once again, you know what? I like the Lions in this one. I like the Lions in this one. Outside of Dalvin Cook having a monstrous day last week, I still haven't seen enough from the Vikings for me to say that they are a team that should win the game. At least the Lions have Matt Stafford, and he can throw, and he can make some passes and make some plays happen. They've got, like I said, even though they don't really use Adrian Peterson, they have Adrian Peterson. They got Swift out there running back. They've got a couple weapons. So I like the Lions over the Vikings. Oh my goodness, the terrible team bowl is taking place in Landover, Maryland at FedEx Field. The New York Giants against the Washington football team, the team that has no name. I'm going Washington, man. I mean, Daniel Jones, I like him. He doesn't really have a running back to go to. They don't really have. They got a couple guys on the outside, but they don't really. They're not really effective. I like Antonio Gibson for Washington. I like Terry McLaurin for Washington. I think they're two talented guys. I think Washington has more talent at this moment than the Giants. I'm going with the Washington football team in this matchup. Houston Texans go to Jacksonville to take on the Jaguars. I like Houston. Give me Deshaun Watson. Give me Will Fuller. I'll take those two guys as they should beat Jacksonville. Las Vegas Raiders take on the Los Angeles Chargers. Give me the Raiders. Yes, I'll take Derek Carr. I'll take Josh Jacobs. I'll take John Gruden. Give me the Raiders. The Pittsburgh Steelers take on the Cowboys. I'm not even going to talk about this. Give me Pittsburgh. The Miami Dolphins go out to Arizona to take on the Cardinals. It'll be interesting to see how Tua is emerging. It's definitely interesting to see what he would look like his second game. But I told you last week I'm coming around on Kyler Murray. I want to see what Kyler Murray is going to do rushing. I'm going to see what he's going to do passing. I like Kyler over Tua. If I'm looking at these two teams being somewhat equal, I'll take Kyler. I'll take D-Hop. I'll take the Arizona Cardinals. Late Sunday, you have the Buccaneers taking on the Saints. And this is a NFC South division showdown. It's going to be another tough one. I don't expect this one to go at all like game one did, where everyone tried to write off Tom Brady and say that he was washed. I don't think it's going to go that way. It's a whole new team in Tampa Bay. And I don't know if Michael Thomas is playing. I have to check later to see if Michael Thomas is playing for the Saints. Alvin Kamara is their number one weapon right now. I'll have to say I like Tampa Bay. I like Tom Brady. I'll take Fournette, Ronald Jones, Mike Evans. Give me Godwin and Antonio Brown. Get Gronk. Do I have to keep going? I like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in that matchup. Monday night, man. You're going to have to decide if you really want to watch this game. If you really watch this game, you like football, bro. For real, you like football. New England Patriots are 2-5, and they're stinking right now, but they're going to play the 0-8 Jets. Whew. Come on, Cam, make a damn play. I'm taking the New England Patriots over the New York Jets. And if you weren't keeping up at home, the Bengals, the Browns, the Rams, and the Eagles all have a bye this week. So we'll see how I fared next week. I thank you all for listening and tuning in to the Commissioner's Conversation. I am your host, Commissioner Gordon. I'm here every week, man. You know, you can check me out on Instagram at the.commissioner.gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N, at the.commissioner.gordon. You can talk to me on Twitter at G Robinson Sports, on Twitter at G Robinson Sports on Twitter. But like I said again, I thank you for tuning in. Please tune in next week where I will be talking football, college football, NFL football. Hell, I talked some high school football, something crazy happened. You know what I'm saying? But this is the Commissioner's Conversation. Thank you for tuning in. I'll holler at you next week.
Okay, bye.